Hey guys, it's Danny from the Medical School Podcast. First of all, teach me Anki. What it's for is to help medical students know how to use Anki effectively. So I know a lot of students start out using Anki and they're frustrated because it's hard to use, first of all, but even if you know how to use it, it's difficult to know how to integrate it into your studying. You know, maybe you're a student who started off really good, but now a few months have passed by since the new academic year has started, and maybe you're behind. Maybe you fell off the wagon. I wanna let you guys know that we have one-on-one masterclasses where you will meet one-on-one with someone who will walk you through everything you need to know about Anki, whether that's creating your own cards or using a pre-made deck or doing both. Someone is gonna help you through that process and just show you and teach you everything you need to know. Go to teachmeanki.com, look at the master classes. There's two on there. If you're the student who's just getting started with Anki, I recommend going with the Mastering Anki masterclass. It's called Mastering Anki. If you're a student who's experienced with Anki, but you sort of just fell off the wagon, like you were doing really good, you know how to use the software, there's a masterclass on there where we're going called Getting Back on Track, where we will help you get back on track. We will help you get on top of your reviews, set up a plan so you don't get behind on things again. What are we going to talk about in today's podcast? I don't really have anything planned, so I guess we'll just talk about the first thing that comes to mind. One thing that I have been thinking about lately is just the process of learning in medical school, because it's different than undergrad. You know, people can get away with bad study strategies in undergrad, but in medical school, a lot of those same strategies don't hold up. So you have to change the way you study in medical school a lot of times. Even the way you listen to lectures has to change, especially with lectures being recorded. This is something new for me because when I was an undergrad, none of our lectures were recorded. It was all in person. But in medical school, the fact that the lectures were recorded, and I imagine they're recorded, everyone probably listening to this has recorded medical school lectures. You can either choose to go in person or you can watch them remotely. Usually I would watch them at home. Well, what's the better thing to do? There's pros and cons to each one. I was more of a watch it at home kind of person. And there's a few reasons for that, but there are some people who really like going to the lecture. So how do you know which one to do? First of all, let's talk about going to the lecture in person and how that's going to be beneficial, but maybe some of the cons of that. If you go in person, one pro is that just being there, being in the same room as your instructor, leaves more of an impression on you, I think. Some of the most memorable lectures I got in medical school were the lectures that I actually went and attended in person. You know, I remember the instructor talking to me. I remember the PowerPoint slides. And I remember them, I think, a little bit better than me just sitting in my room on my computer watching the recordings. The second thing is that you get an opportunity to ask questions when you go in person. And this is valuable if you're someone who likes to ask questions. I'm not really that person. I'm sort of an introvert, and I don't really like speaking up that much when I'm in a classroom. But if you're this person who you like, where you like to be engaged in the lecture, going to lecture in person might be for you. I'm trying to think of any other pros of going to the lecture, because I think there are more pros to watching it online, watching the recording. So let's go through that. So watching it at home, it's beneficial because, first of all, it's a huge time saver. If you watch your lecture on 1.5 times the normal speed or 2 times the normal speed, you can get through 4 hours worth of lecture in 2 hours. And that's just awesome because that frees up time that you can dedicate to active studying. Now, like, to learn effectively, you need both passive studying and active studying. But the problem with listening to hours and hours of lecture is that you get too much passive studying in. And a lot of students are left without time to sufficiently do some active studying. Now, when I say active studying, I mean techniques that require work. It's not very much work to just like sit and listen to a lecture. It's more work to make flashcards. It's more work to review flashcards. It's more work to draw on a whiteboard, and it's more work to answer practice questions. These are all forms of active studying, and I think everyone listening to this is familiar with those and the differences between passive studying and active studying. But you don't want to make the mistake of thinking that active studying is somehow better, because you need both in order to learn effectively. Passive studying in the form of listening to lectures and reading books and reading PowerPoint slides is also very important because it sets a foundation for you. Anyway, okay, so that's one thing. That's one pro, is saving time. Another pro is obviously being able to pause the recording, and I did this a lot. Sometimes I would just watch the whole lecture all the way through and I wouldn't pause it, and I would just get done with it. But what I found is that I didn't really absorb a lot of things they were saying. Other times I would really take the time, and I would even pause it at the end of each PowerPoint slide. And then I would stop right then and there. I would read the PowerPoint slide, and then I would make my flashcards, and then I would play it again. And it took longer, but sometimes I did this when I really felt like I was losing concentration. I'm the type of person where I can listen to a lecture for about 10 minutes, and then my mind goes elsewhere. So I really liked the fact that I was able to pause after every, if I didn't understand something, and rewind it, or pause and make flashcards with each slide. So that's another pro. Taking notes is another thing that I think people do during lectures, but I think a lot of people do it the wrong way. You shouldn't be writing any words when you're taking notes in medical school lectures. All the words that you need to know are on the PowerPoint slides. Like, I don't think I've ever gotten a test question on material that wasn't in the PowerPoint. It's all going to be in there. So if you're just writing down what the teacher's saying, it's likely that you're missing a lot of other things the teacher's saying. Like, it's hard to write something and then also continue to listen to the lecture. I don't think most people can't write that fast. What you should be doing is you should be taking note of what the instructor focuses on. So I did this more towards the end of medical school. What I found is, maybe it's a result of getting lazier and lazier over time, I don't know, but I wanted to be more efficient. At the beginning of med school, I wanted to basically learn everything there was on the slides. But as you guys know, sometimes there's so much information that you can't learn everything. And so you have to pick and choose. What I found is that if I listen more than read, like if I listen to the instructor's words more than actually read the slides, it was easier to nail down what they were going to test me on. A lot of stuff that teachers and instructors, professors put on slides are put there for completeness. So it's like, okay, yeah, read it, you know, read it once over, get a good idea. But then a lot of the things you don't need to make flashcards for, a lot of the things you don't need to do active studying techniques on. What I would do is really don't, you know, So sometimes I would just like not even look at the PowerPoint slides, and I would just sit there and listen with my headphones and like listen to what the instructor's saying. Because if you're reading the PowerPoints, it's difficult to try to listen at the same time, you know, and vice versa. So listen to the instructor and really pay attention to what they emphasize. And then you want to mark with your pen on the PowerPoint, circle things that they emphasize, underline things they talk about, draw arrows between concepts. But I wouldn't like write any words, unless it's like writing, you know, this is important or something like that. And I certainly wouldn't type any notes in med school lectures. This is just like, I feel like it's just a waste of time. Like I said, the information, like the PowerPoints are the notes. You know, the PowerPoints are the condensed down material from the textbooks. And so what your notes should come from, or what your markings should come from, is what the professor is telling you. What else? you know, what do you do right when you get done with the lecture? First, realize that the sooner you go over that lecture and review it, the better you're going to learn. So like if you listen to a lecture and then go over that lecture 2 days after, you're not going to learn it that well, because you're not going to remember what the teacher emphasized. You're not going to remember the main points. If you go over that lecture right after the lecture, or 30 minutes after, you are going to remember what the teacher focused on, what they said, hey, you better know this concept. Now, what you should have when you come away from the lecture is a really marked up PowerPoint where there's things that are underlined and crossed out if the teacher didn't even talk about it, circled, you got arrows. Now you have really valuable information about what to make flashcards out of. A lot of flashcard overload is really based on just students making cards out of information that doesn't need a card. Like they're making flashcards out of every little piece of information in the PowerPoints. And if you really pay attention to lecture on what the teacher says, what they emphasize, and then you underline and circle things in the lecture, cross out things in the lecture, that is going to narrow down what you need to make out of cards. And instead of having, you know, 150 cards at the end of a lecture, you might have
50. So how do you actually go over the lecture?
Well, I would just read it like you're reading a book. You know, go over each slide and just try to remember what the teacher was saying and tie that into what is on the PowerPoint slides. Don't try to memorize anything. Just get a good feel for the concepts and put together the concepts. Make those connections in your brain, because later we're going to worry about committing those things to memory. But before you commit things to memory, you really should just get a good understanding, establish those connections in your brain, so later we can go back and reinforce those connections. If you don't do this, if you don't go back and review and try to make sense out of everything that was in that lecture, if you skip this step and go right to making flashcards, all you're going to be doing is just memorizing a bunch of random facts where you don't know the foundation or the why behind all those facts. And that's, I think, a mistake a lot of people make. One thing I've heard people say to do is to pre-read the slides. Like before the lecture, go through the slides and become familiar with it. I never really did this. You know, I did it sometimes. I don't know how useful it is. It might be useful to just get a list in your head of the diseases they're going through or the topics, but I don't think I would actually go through and like read the bullet points, because without having the teacher there explaining things to you, lecturing you on things, it's kind of difficult and it's time consuming to preview the lecture. So if anything, I would maybe not preview the lecture, but just spend that time after the lecture reviewing it. You know, like spend more time reviewing it after you've actually listened to the lecture. Okay, guys, those are some of my tips for listening to lectures and approaching lectures in medical school. Again, if you guys are struggling with using Anki, if you want to be able to use it more effectively, if you've gotten behind, go to teachmeanki.com. Right there, I have two master classes, and it's going to be helpful for you to just sit down one-on-one with someone who has been through the process, who has used Anki, and who has been successful at it. We're not going to go into a bunch of like complicated things. You know, we're not going to go over a bunch of complicated add-ons and things that are like extra. We're going to go over the core fundamentals of Anki. It's going to be personal to you, like what you need to know so you don't get flashcard overload, so you know how to use aspects of the software that you need to use, and so you can organize your decks and your tagging system in the correct way. And knowing what to make flashcards out of and what not to make flashcards out of. And hey, thank you guys for listening.